Earlier this month, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao released her proposed $4 billion budget for the next two fiscal years. Her proposal includes cuts to some city services that she says are necessary to help the city overcome a $360 million shortfall. However, her budget does not include cuts to law enforcement, arguing that Oakland is struggling with high crime and homelessness. Tao's budget calls for spending on 6 police academies as well as affordable housing and other services. Kijani Edwards is the director of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. He says the group would reprioritize where the money in Mayor Tao's $4 billion budget proposal would go. For example, Edwards says more spending on police won't make Oaklanders any safer.
What prevents crimes from happening is to increase people's quality of life, right? If people had a safe, affordable place to live, if they had lots of arts and culture to go to, if they had something, a stake in this city, do you think that they would actually be wasting their time on crime? I don't think so.
The so-called People's Budget Coalition wants the mayor and the city council to address the city's historic deficit by eliminating what they call wasteful police overspending. People's Budget advocates call for reducing the deficit by better allocating funding. Frankie Free Ramos is the director of campaigns and organizing for Communities United for Restorative Youth Justice. She says the city's money would be better spent on non-police personnel that could respond to non-violent incidents that don't require a police response.
Like in the case of a mental health crisis, there's no reason for a police officer with, you know, lethal weapons to show up on the scene. We've seen how in the worst case scenarios that can turn a bad situation into a deadly situation. We agree on civilianization, which means putting jobs back into the hands of regular workforce that isn't sworn officers.
People's Budget backers want the city to fund community safety and violence prevention programs, increase homeless services, and revisit long-stalled efforts to purchase underutilized spaces that could be converted to emergency shelters. They also support more investment in the Parks and Rec Department, art and culture programs, and youth programs. The People's Budget advocates are planning to show up at the next city council meeting to present their ideas. For KPFA in Oakland, I'm Jill Martel.